Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
We could do this the easy way or the hard way.
There's an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day.
We do what we do best. We improvise.
We think too much and feel too little.
Let's put a smile on that face.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Now welcome to the final act.
Open sesame.
The Overdrive with Simon, driving you home from Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m.
On the line, we have Sean Sachs, Senior Research at NGO Monitor. Sean, great to have you with us again here on Chai FM.
Hi, good to be back.
So, Sean, I've got an article in front of me. It is written by someone called Eitan Fischberger. It appeared in the New York Daily News. I'm going to read you the headline. The headline says, "Rushing to defend terrorism-linked NGOs. Why are so many Americans taking the side of groups that work with terrorists?" Let's go back a couple of steps. Let's talk about those six groups designated as terrorist organizations by the Israeli government, and did, in fact, a whole bunch of civic society groups in the States rush to defend them?
Well, yes, that's exactly what happened. At the end of October, the Israeli Ministry of Defense, together with the Ministry of Justice, declared six Palestinian organizations as terrorist organizations, and that was based, according to the Ministry of Justice, on information that they had collected. But as NGO Monitor, we've been doing this for the last 15 years, and it's not anything secret. Many of these organizations are very open about their ties to the PFLP, which is a designated terrorist organization in Europe and the US and Canada and Australia. So there's no, as you'd say in Hebrew, there's no chiddush here. There's nothing new about these ties.
Why is it, though, that there appeared to be such doubt following the Israeli designation of them as terrorist organization in the press?
I think the original issue comes with the fact that these organizations have been operating for years under the guise of human rights organizations, and when they came about, they adopted this halo and they called themselves human rights organizations, and began operating against Israel under the guise of protecting human rights. But in actual fact, we see more and more that in public they spoke about protecting the human rights of Palestinians, but in private they were very open about the fact that this was just another way to dig at Israel, to harm Israel, to boycott Israel, to delegitimize Israel. But on the international stage, they gained credibility as human rights groups. And so within the human rights echo chamber, they were just seen as another one of the partners in the struggle for human rights and against Israel.
Sean, why does this not surprise me in the slightest? I mean, if we look back past couple of months, the last Gaza war, Hamas shooting 4,000 rockets off into Israel, the world cast Israel as the victim. Why should we be in the slightest surprise that they're jumping to the defense of these six particular organizations?
Unfortunately, there is no surprise here. Israel is perpetually viewed as wrong, and we've seen that since its very founding. Israel is wrong, Israel is found guilty, and then it's just a question of what is guilty, wrong of, and guilty of. And what has happened is the human rights community have become the forefront, have launched the attack and become the forefront of the bashing Israel community. And they've actually adopted within their ranks many of these same organizations which were founded by and supported by terrorist organizations.
This is kind of strange, because here I am living in South Africa with a government that is pretty anti-Israel and adopting those same stances that you've just mentioned. Yet just up the road, the DRC, we had the president visiting Israel looking to open a mission in Jerusalem. We've got Sudan on the African continent looking to do the same. AU granting observer status. The Abraham Accords, which is changing the whole dynamic. Are there movements to counteract these issues that you have raised in the past 5 minutes?
Well, that's exactly what's happened. The Israeli Ministry of Defense finally realized that they need to take action against these same organizations, which are in essence terrorist groups, which have called themselves or rebranded themselves as human rights groups. And this is the first step with calling them out what they are as terrorist groups. But at the same time, while these organizations, and some of them unfortunately are very powerful in South Africa, Israel is moving ahead and doing very well. opening up economic ties with much of the world, especially now with the Arab world within Africa. Israeli economy is doing very well despite the worldwide turndown of COVID. Israeli healthcare system is doing very well. We've had massive rollouts of vaccines. Kids are going back to school. Nightlife is opening up. Sports events are opening up. So Israel is moving ahead. Unfortunately, we see countries that become so obsessed with anti-Israel activities are the countries that are getting left behind.
Well, I mean, I hope you're right. We'll see how this one plays out. It is interesting the extent to which that Israel is monitored. I came across an article today, I think it was, about settlers, they called them, chasing Palestinian kids out of a nursery school. And I just thought, is that even newsworthy? I mean, obviously, if it happened, it shouldn't be happening. But why is Israel being reported on a granular level like that?
I really don't have an answer for that, but it's a phenomenon we've seen all over the world. Unfortunately, the best answer I've seen so far is where there's Jews, there's news.
There's Jews, there's news. Yeah.
Yes, it is problematic that there have been these conflicts between Israeli Jews in territories and Palestinians, and it needs to be dealt with appropriately, but it seems to be uniquely Israel that is, as you said, granularly focused on every single wrongdoing, whereas the same type of activities, whether they happen in South Africa or anywhere else, are virtually ignored.
Sean Sachs, Senior Researcher at NGO Monitor, thank you for your input this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Take care. Have a good evening.